You're listening to Marketplace. I am Molly Wood. If you are Disney, it's not enough to make a movie anymore. Not by a long shot. But Disney's now legendary merchandise machine is in overdrive this week. At midnight today, Disney stores, Toys R Us, and Walmart will all open up to sell new merchandise and toys built around the latest Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. To be clear, that movie does not open for another 3 months. But Disney, which now owns the Star Wars franchise, wants this rollout to be an event all its own. It's calling it, stay with me, Force Friday. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at this new milestone in merch marketing.
At the Toys R Us in Times Square, there's a big black box in the middle of the store covering up the products that will go on sale at midnight. And it's also hosting a handful of Star Wars-themed events. 16-year-old Jasmine Gill learned how to draw some of the characters.
I made BB-8 and R2-D2.
She and her very supportive mom are considering coming back for the midnight launch. She wants to see if there's a rancor.
You know, when Luke Skywalker, he gets captured by Jabba the Hutt, he gets thrown into this pit and there's a giant monster. That's that. It's a monster.
Yeah, she wants one of those.
What you have is a very popular, long-running franchise, which has fans of just about all age groups, combined with a very, very savvy and professional marketer in Disney.
Martin Brockstein is with the International Licensing Industry Merchandisers Association and says toys typically roll out about a month before the movie. This longer lead will help Disney sell toys, but promote the film too.
You know, a 10-foot section of toys in Toys R Us is also a billboard for the movie.
There's also a global push to this launch that shows how important the international market is becoming for the franchise. Sean McGowan is with Oppenheimer & Company.
If you look at a property like Transformers, more than half of the business in the last movie was done outside of North America. I don't know that you would make that forecast for Star Wars yet, but ultimately there's no reason why that wouldn't be the case.
McGowan thinks the movie and all the products that go with it will be really big. But he also cautions that expectations from Wall Street, Disney, retailers, manufacturers, they're all really high. The question is, are they too high? I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
We've got an infographic where you can see the galaxy of brands involved in promoting the new movie at marketplace.org.